10/31/22. Oh yeah, Halloween is here, the day that we get to watch demons manifest right before our eyes.
I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform, that the glory does not belong to Stu Peters.
That's right.
This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty.
So on that demonic holiday, we find it fitting and appropriate to talk about the demonic shots. Dr. Mikovits, Dr. Anna Mihalcha, Dr. Ruby, all here today.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere?
All right, take your seats, please. It is October 31st, 2022, Uncensored, Unafraid, and Unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, for most Americans, it's simply just an article of faith that America's military is the best in the world, basically invincible. And we certainly spend enough money that that should be the case. But if you look past the nearly $1 trillion a year that we spend on our armed forces, it's easy to see the rot and decay everywhere. Most obviously, there's the battlefield, where we spent 20 years fighting in Afghanistan, and now it's like we were never even there at all. And there's other disturbing news also. Our military's pilots crash their planes more often now than ever, and they were doing that even before COVID. There's been more than one case where U.S. Navy ships just run into each other. Back in 2020, we lost an entire multi-billion-dollar amphibious assault ship, the Bonhomme Richard, to a fire that was likely intentionally set by a crewman. And then, of course, there's all the wokeness. You've seen plenty of that on this program. That fat pig Mark Milley just blubbering to Congress about his job fighting against white rage. The military's massive internal purge of people for having the wrong political views or for refusing to submit to forced vaccinations. They're renaming all of the famous military bases where we trained the men who fought and won World War II. They're filling our military with mentally ill trannies. They're demanding that women serve in the special forces. They're issuing orders to promote troops based on affirmative action criteria instead of real skill. So just imagine, you're a person trying to serve in the military today. Maybe you're from a family that has served for generations, a family with American pride and exceptionalism, a family with core values, a family with morals and integrity. Maybe you felt called to serve the country that you love so much. Maybe you wanted to protect this country, from terrorists and other enemies, foreign and domestic. But now you're told that your ancestors were evil. And the military that you loved so much is filled with poison from top to bottom. You might be told that your own values are just incorrect, that they're not in line with the military's present priorities. And this military, the military that hates you and hates your family and hates your ancestors, hates your religion, the military that hates your values, might order you to go fight and die in a war that doesn't even protect this country. So unsurprisingly, the basic mental well-being of American soldiers is completely imploding. According to the National Alliance on Mental Health, 8.4% of military service members were diagnosed with some kind of behavioral health disorder in 2019. And that's 2019. Remember, that's before lockdowns. That's before unconstitutional experimental vaccine mandates. That's before the Afghan meltdown. It's before the Biden regime's tyranny of wokeness. So does anybody really think that the mental well-being is getting better in today's military? No. And there are very specific signs that this well-being is actually going the other direction. So for example, the past 5 years, the USS George Washington has been docked at Newport News, Virginia to undergo a massive midlife refit. During that period, at least 7 sailors in the ship's crew have committed suicide. During a single week earlier this year, 3 sailors ended their own lives. Several other sailors have died. Since the 9/11 attacks, just to put this all in perspective, 7,057 American troops have died in our various foreign wars on the battlefield. 7,057. In contrast, more than 30,000 have killed themselves. 30,000. The suicide rate for active duty Army personnel is the highest it has ever been. This is a crisis. And just like so many other crises in America, it's one that our leaders barely care about at all. Michael Murray is founder of Liberty Organization for Veterans and Emergency Responders. It's a nonprofit that provides post-traumatic stress treatments for active duty service members, veterans, and first responders. And he joins us now. Mike, thank you so much for being here. This is a crisis of mass proportions. Nobody is talking about it.
Yeah, so,
you know, we talk about the 22 a day, right? So that's the tagline you see online quite a bit. And those statistics have far surpassed that. It is now up to anywhere between 44 and 48 per day veterans committing suicide. So that doesn't even count the active duty folks. And then when you transfer those numbers, which you cannot collect anywhere because I've tried, it's about one in four first responders, if you group the police, the fire, the EMS all together, that are suffering from some sort of a severe mental trauma-based issue.
Do you think that this has anything to do with these vax mandates and the lockdowns and the wokeness and the trannies? And I mean, just there's no morale. It's falling apart in the military. This directly rests on the on the shoulders of leadership, doesn't it?
Yeah. So I would tell you that. So when I started in January 21, I started doing things like recreational therapy. And then I went through the protocol that we run now, which is called trauma recovery intervention protocol. And then I took a hiatus, Stu. I took a hiatus and for about 2 months and moved Afghans. And when I did that, I received a lot of calls from people who, because of bad political decisions, their PTSD and the manifestations of how it works in their lives was going crazy. So we ended up clearing a bunch of people, helping a bunch of people during that time frame. And I would tell you that the things you're talking about only lead to that sort of moral injury. What did I serve? Why did I serve? Did I do the right thing? Am I supporting the right things? You know, that kind of stuff. So I wouldn't say that it's a direct, I would say that it takes a moral injury of something like that. And what it does is it causes them their PTSD symptoms to ping, if you will. It'll cause them to be worse.
Mike, how did we get here as a country? How did we become a country that just completely ignores our servicemen?
I don't know, but I will tell you that I'm a VA. It's lack of leadership. It's lack of money. It's lack of funding. It's lack of caring. It's you know, putting money into other places where maybe it would be better served for the people who actually serve this country. I mean, if we had a portion of the money that's going to Ukraine right now going into the VA, they could do wonderful things, or even better than that, into the multiple nonprofits that I work with to reach my clients I think if we could get 5% of nonprofits working in the same direction, we could outperform the VA.
Not a single dime should go to Ukraine. I mean, this is a complete calamity. And it's all fake and it's all propaganda. And it doesn't make a damn bit of difference. It makes zero difference whatsoever to any American sitting at their dinner table tonight discussing today's news or whatever they're being shoved down their throat by these lying complicit, the enemy of the people, which is the media. It makes no difference whether Russia or Ukraine owns the Crimea or the Donbass for that matter. None, zero whatsoever. How does some crap hole country thousands of miles away affect Americans here? It doesn't. Those troops should be brought back here and put at our southern border. Maybe then soldiers would have some sense of satisfaction, some sense of completion, that they're actually doing something to protect this country.
I don't want to get too political because I'm in the nonprofit world. I want to stay out of the politics part, but I would tell you that a sense of accomplishment, a sense of I did a good job, a sense of I served a worthy cause, helps when you come back and you've done things for this country that cause you some more traumatic or moral injury and you're trying to recover from that, to know it's almost like we're back in sort of Vietnam sort of syndrome where people come home and you know they have that the country wasn't behind them. I mean, now you're looking at institutions that may be going in a different direction and it's having an impact. It has an impact on the mental health just from the folks that we deal with.
Take a minute to talk about the success rate for Liberty Organization for Veterans and Emergency Responders.
So, I started in January of 21, and I didn't take on the Trauma Recovery Intervention Protocol trip until September of 21. And throughout this, we cleared in the remainder of the year up until about March. We implemented that protocol about 300 times to date. And we did 200. And then since about June of this year, we've done another 100. And we're having about a 97% success rate at separating emotion from trauma in the brain with a protocol, a mental health protocol that is a derivative of both NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and RTM, which is recovery of traumatic memories. And it takes about 15 minutes. The longest sessions are about an hour. The most sessions anyone would need is usually about two. And at the 6 month mark, so when you go and you're diagnosed with PTSD, it scores from you go through an intake. It's called a PSSI score, and it goes from 1 to 80. If you're above 20, then you suffer from PTSD. Our average intake score is about a 48.6. So double that VA limit to give you benefits for PTSD. And at 6 months, we're having a 0.65 return of PSSI scores.
I gotta ask you, if a service person or if, you know, somebody who wants to, I mean, I want to give to this nonprofit. I mean, this is something yep. that's near and dear to my heart. So if somebody is in need or somebody wants to support you, where can they find you?
LibertyOVE.com. And you can either donate right on the webpage, or you can sign up for an appointment and we will Zoom you in. And if you're local to one of our practitioners, we can actually set up a face-to-face.
LibertyOVE.com, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go to LibertyOVE.com, LibertyOVE.com. 15 minutes to 2 hours. Absolutely unbelievable. Your work is extremely commendable. You're a modern day hero. Mike Murray, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And speaking of mental health, you want to be at the top of your mental A game every single day, right? The light switch, the on switch for your brain exists in Nootropics brain supplements that you can find at Nootopia.com/stew. Go to Nootopia.com/stew. Be more driven, be more accomplished, be more creative, be more focused than you ever have before. This stuff literally forces your brain to bust through distractions that present themselves, whether you're a C-level executive or an entrepreneur or a business owner. Maybe you just want to be a better coworker or a better mom or dad or husband or wife, better homeschooler. These things put you at the top of your mental A game. We've all heard of mushroom extracts and how great they are for the brain. We've all heard of how collagen is so great for the brain. Well, go get Collagenius from Nootopia.com/stew. We always encourage you to do the research on your own. Be at the top of your mental A game. Bust through distractions. Perform from the minute that you open your eyes every morning. No more snooze button. No more cup of coffee or shot of caffeine required to get your day going. Although if you like it, hey, I'm not going to discourage you from drinking coffee. But listen, Nootropics brain supplements, 100% legal, totally safe and non-addictive. Go do the research on your own. Nootopia.com/stew. Until yesterday, Hugh McKean was the minority leader of the Colorado House of Representatives. Now he's dead at the age of just 55. According to health officials, McKean died suddenly of a heart attack. Now, news reports aren't saying whether McKean was vaccinated, but as a Colorado lawmaker, he actually received early access to the vaccine in early 2021. Oh, and in a speech that year, McKean called the COVID shots a world-saving vaccine. He said it was a, quote, shining example of the value of free enterprise. So it's not too hard to figure out that he either got the shot as soon as he could, or else he was just lying to everybody. Now, obviously, they'll tell us this is just a normal heart attack like some men have always died of in their 50s. But everybody can see the pattern here. More and more and more people are dying suddenly out of the blue in their 50s, in their 30s, even in their 20s. Death rates from sudden cardiac arrest are up, way up, in the UK and Israel, two of the most vaccine-happy countries. And you'd better believe they're up in the United States, too, all across the country. The CDC and others are trying to blame this incredibly on COVID. People dropping dead from heart attacks, we're told, have mild cases of COVID that are damaging their hearts. Judy Mikovits is a former medical research scientist and frequent guest of this program. She joins us now to discuss this. Dr. Mikovits, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure, Stu. Unfortunately, this sudden adult death, as they call it, I mean, I can't even comprehend how anybody would even listen to this. It just mirrors sudden infant death and what we were seeing in vaccine court, where we served as expert witnesses for, you know, 5 years between 2005, 15 and 19. We were looking at these kind of sudden adult deaths after influenza shots, after shots with kids, the sudden infant death with the Gardasil vaccine, teenagers dying on athletic fields. We knew the mechanisms of this. We knew how to protect these kids, and we knew what in the shots and how the shots were causing this, given at inappropriate times to people with existing inflammatory disease, stressful situations, a seventh grader when they're in puberty and growing with all the hormones and all the stress, you simply cannot inject anything. We knew this. We tried to warn, and cases were even won in vaccine court on the mechanisms of how some shots killed some infants. So it wasn't new and it wasn't unanticipated and it's not sudden. It was part of the plandemic.
1.6 or so billion results for died suddenly on Google. People are searching this because they're noticing a pattern. What we're being told, that no, there's no similarities between any of this. You people are crazy.
Right. We were told we were crazy. You know, this is the myalgic encephalomyelitis, inflammation of the brain and spinal cord, which Tony Fauci called CFS, chronic fatigue syndrome. And now they're so ignorant as to call it long haul COVID. These are the people who were dying. We knew that. These were the people that were planned to be killed. That 25 to 50 million Americans with inflammatory diseases caused by the environmental toxins and principally the shots on top of the poison GMO food.
The Department of Homeland Security, according to an article by The Intercept, is actually going to start criminalizing anybody who questions the results of the 2020 election, anybody who doesn't go along with the official narrative on the Afghan withdrawal, anybody who questions the origins of COVID-19, whatever that is, and anybody who creates vaccine hesitancy. Does any of that surprise you?
No, because that's what Tony Fauci and the federal government did to me in 2011, right around now. They arrested me November 18th, 2011. And that's the same thing. You go out there and you tell the truth again. Those were fraudulent criminal charges, which we all know from pandemic indoctrination. And yet somehow this is all legal and only to stop me from warning for the last decade what we were seeing at the molecular level. The good news is we can fix it. All you can prevent all of this. Hashtag stop the shots, all the shots, not another shot. Don't go in a store with a pharmacy, because the so-called inoculation, the synthetic viruses, XMRVs, xenotropic mouse monkey are manufactured. They're all over the stores. They're all over your food. They're all over. They've just spread it through the air. And they've been doing it for decades. As I said, these flu shots have always been deadly. And they call them something they're not, and they're never tested. So it doesn't surprise me at all, the criminalization. Yeah, I'm a criminal. Okay, we're the Dallas Buyers Club again. We've set up the Christian Missionary LightDoveMinistries.com, and we're providing solutions. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, these are the solutions this flu season. It doesn't change. Have these things on your shelf, and you'll be fine. And just walk away from them. Repent, turn away.
More and more people are starting to be affected by this on their doorsteps. I mean, we're seeing an unprecedented amount of healthy people just dropping dead, dying suddenly. My best friend, on his way up to a hunting trip, saw a woman in her late 60s pull over, get out of the car, and drop dead at a gas pump. I mean, she literally just fell on her face and dropped dead. See the trailer for Died Suddenly. Judy, I mean, this thing could have been weeks long. There's footage of these people. We're supposed to not believe what our eyes are seeing. So many people are still questioning whether or not the shots are doing this. How gaslit has humanity become?
Exactly. But now we have to make laws silencing us because everybody can see. And it's quite sad to us. And we know God's in control. We know while there's breath, there's life. And that's why we're telling everybody, just turn away what you're seeing. You know, your lying eyes. That's what they'll tell you. Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? You know, no, we're going to believe God and in the Bible and turn away from this evil. It's people can see, and that's why they have to continue to try to silence us. But we're going to speak that truth in love and welcome everybody back. We can heal you. You just have to wake up and hear and see.
So Hugh McKean, 55 years old, dead. It made the news only because he was the minority leader in Colorado. No news reports are saying whether or not McKean was vaccinated. But according to his comments that I talked about, a world-saving vaccine, a shining example of the value of free enterprise. I mean, isn't it safe to assume that McKean was shot up with this euthanasia injection?
Absolutely. It is safe to assume that these people are shot up with these injections. And at the same time, they're giving other injections so that they can confound the data, as they always are. How can anyone walk in and give somebody an influenza shot and a COVID shot on the same day when neither of them have been tested? Neither of them. The inflammatory stimulus is so much, it's literally like electrocuting someone and they drop dead. And it can happen months to years later because of the way these toxins were engineered to continue to express, especially when you're confronted with another airborne virus. This is what we're seeing. We saw it on the news last week. Respiratory syncytial virus. Yeah, it's here every year. And now half the school's sick because their immune system's been compromised. This is vaccine AIDS, folks, as Dr. Zev Zelenko said more than a year and a half ago.
How many people are going to die? Over 5.5 billion people have been injected.
Well, if everyone turns away today, we can change that death rate. I don't know. I'm simply only involved in getting people because I know we can heal them because I've been exposed. I know if we turn back to natural immunity, I have Ebola. I have all of those things. I worked with them. I did this job and I'm still just fine. Do I get sick? Sure. But I take care of myself. We can turn away and we can change this. I'm not going to predict who's going to die. I'm going to try to save everyone we can.
How do we save them?
It's easy. Nutrition. Your mind, the mark of the beast isn't here. Just because you made that mistake, never make it again. And I mean, not another shot. Not another shot.
Incinerate the entire vaccine supply. That would be what you would do if you were the Supreme Chancellor of the world.
Correct.
Lock up everybody who had anything to do with manufacturing, inventing, endorsing, sponsoring, pushing, mandating these shots.
Absolutely.
It's a criminal offense, isn't it? I mean, why is nobody in Congress talking about this? Isn't that criminal?
Yes, but they're ignorant. So that's why we do what you do, and I'm appreciative for you.
Do you think they got the shots?
Absolutely, many of them did. But see, many of them were in that clinical trial where they got saline. Remember, there's a high, medium, and low dose in a phase 3 clinical trial, and then there's saline. So 0.33 and 30 on the mRNA on what's in the shots. We just simply don't know because we've known there are hot lots. You know, we've known for a long time. Kevin Jenkins' movie, March 10th of 2021, Medical Racism. It shows you that we know they're sending hot lots places and we're seeing this sudden adult death. We saw people drop dead in the San Diego Qualcomm Stadium from the certain lots. We saw, we've been watching this, you know, and trying to scream from the rooftop. At least, you know me, I have. For more than a year.
Very early on, we saw as they packed kids into a stadium and injected them. And there was cell phone video recorded footage of children collapsing on the ground. This was not meant to be fear porn, fear mongering, hyperbolic video. I mean, it's actual video captured by somebody's cell phone that we wanted to show the world to warn them against these shots, specifically taking their children to the front of the line to get these things for a so-called virus, which it's not, that was affecting virtually zero kids at all. Virtually no kids around the world died from COVID-19. With COVID-19, did they though? I mean, these PCR tests are a fraud cycled at 40 or 45. You can get false positives running these things under your water faucet. So this whole thing was based on a fraudulent test.
Exactly. It was fear porn. You're exactly right. The, you know, truth is the cure, but fear always was the virus. And that's what we know. And that's why we'll just keep doing what we do, because all you have to do is turn away and you never have to worry about it again. You know, yes, it was a SARS-CoV-2 is a synthetic virus made and published in a lab in 2004 in Fort Detrick in China. It's a monkey virus. We know that. But yeah, you're right. It never did cause COVID-19. Never did. But nothing we could say could stop this. This was premeditated murder of 50 million Americans who were vaccine injured. That was the goal, to kill the people they gave the XMRVs and who were getting sick. That was the goal. HIV, XMRV, and SARS is in that spike protein. It's a pararetrovirus. It's a synthetic virus. And we've been making these synthetic viruses all along in the laboratories and producing them, as David Martin and I have said, in plandemic. It's a plandemic. They showed you everything. They show you the patents. They show you it's synthetic. I don't know what else we can do.
This was never a respiratory virus that passed from person to person.
Absolutely not.
This was a method of biowarfare intentionally carried out on citizens around the world by governments around the world in lockstep with psychopaths at Big Pharma. You agree?
Absolutely. As was Zika, as was Ebola of 2014, as was H1N1 2009. Yeah, bioweapons where they experimented, they saw their results. The goal of 2020 was kill them all, call it COVID, and control the world.
Unbelievable. Dr. Judy Mikovits, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks, too.
Of course. We know about all kinds of great things that you can do for your body without these big pharmaceutical company lethal injections, without the neurotoxins to treat yourself, without antidepressants and other things that are poisoning your system, things that are actually good for your body. We know about the importance of magnesium in your system, and we also know that 75% of Americans suffer from a magnesium deficiency. What does this lead to? It leads to added stress and anxiety. It adds to low mood. It adds sleepless nights. It causes an early death. Stop it. Get magnesium in your body. Go to Magnesium Breakthrough's website at magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. At magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters, where you can do the research yourself, you'll find the importance of magnesium and also the importance of doing business with Magnesium Breakthrough, because these other magnesium supplements are actually doing the opposite of what you want. When you put a supplement in your body, you don't want to just crap it out. Well, a lot of these magnesium supplements are actually laxatives. You would never intentionally take a laxative before you start your day. It would be disastrous. So go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. We want you to live long and prosperous lives. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEcoFoods.com. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEcoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com. Welcome back. So Dr. Jane Ruby just interviewed Dr. Brian Artis. You may have missed it. You may have seen it. The title of that interview was Worldwide Exclusive, Dr. Artis Was Wrong. Lots of interesting stuff from that interview. Dr. Artis talked about a study from Italy that reportedly found different various venoms and toxins in the bodily fluids of the COVID-19 patients, more than 20 of them. These toxins were not present in the bodies of people without COVID-19. Dr. Jane Ruby has some beliefs and some theories about all of this, and to that end, she joins us now. So I understand it's your belief that these toxins indicate that once an infected person's body is exposed to these toxins, they start manufacturing the toxins and enzymes within their own body as kind of a self-assembling nanotech.
Yeah, Stu, and I want to invite everyone to my show, the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, immediately following yours, because I'm going to go into that technology in detail. It's already exists. It's already been around. And so with the title of the show is Looking for Crime in All the Wrong Places. It's been inside of us the whole time. And let me explain why and where this Italian study kind of led him, Dr. Artis, to that, and where my subsequent research is kind of unfolding a lot of this. We have pre-existing, it's kind of ingenious, the diabolical nature of this. We have pre-existing elements in our body, like enzymes and proteins and all kinds of other things. And there are a couple in particular, like these PLAs, these phospholipases, that actually when in the presence of some of these maybe related, venomous-related organoids, these are things that are made in labs that are synthetic. If you get it from the air, if you get it from the injections and the shots, many different avenues to get them, then if there's a natural process where if you have enough elements, like maybe yeast, there are all kinds of media in which these things can self-replicate. What we're really talking about here, Stu, is we have the workings inside of us under the right conditions to make our own COVID-19 or the illnesses. I'm not going to really call it that, but what we know of as the COVID-19 flu. You know, and this doesn't negate any of the incredible work that comes from different angles, like the patent work that Karen Kingston brings in, and a lot of the other experts that have their findings of what's in the vials on any given day. This is just part of the larger picture.
So it could all be in there, literally? I mean, these could be biosynthetic parasites, plus it could have these 20 various venoms, plus this self-assembling circuitry and nanotech. Like, all of this stuff is possible. Graphene oxide is certainly proven to be in these shots now. So all of this crap is in these vials?
This is a very complex operation, Stu.
Sounds like meth. It sounds like some psychopath just concocted this with everything that was under the kitchen sink.
Well, and that's the importance of the Italian study. Well, just for people who haven't seen the show yet and that are going to be seeing this for the first time, I brought up the title page. And what they did was they took people that had the COVID symptoms in 2021, and they looked at their blood, feces, and urine, and they had about 20 people, and they had a control group of about maybe 10 people, I believe, if you read the study, that had no symptoms and had apparently no COVID-19. And they compared their levels of any of these. They didn't find any of this venomous material, especially in Stu, in the second picture I brought you, which is from Dr. Artis's presentation, and it's from a publication in the Italian study. 15 of these snail toxins, these conotoxins found in only those 19 or 20 patients that were in the Italian study, none of it found in the control group. And it was interesting because I said to Dr. Artis, conotoxins, I mean, what these are deep ocean snails that, you know, you never even see them. No, you're not going to have any, you know, connection with them. And he showed me a site from the DOJ where they warned at some point in the not too distant past about the potential for cono snail toxin that could be used as a bioweapon against us as a nation. So, you know, you start to look, hey, they've known about it. They've been working with it. And again, this is really, it's like the swarm method.
Yeah, they telegraph their eagle. They're evil. They tell you exactly what they're going to do. The question here, exactly. Okay, so people are going to go, there's no way. How do they get enough snails, right? Or are these synthetic venoms that replicate or duplicate or mirror what is actually in these snails?
Yeah, you've just hit the nail on the head. It's the latter. So we have to kind of steer away from, this is not a crazy story of how are they getting a snake prong, you know, fangs into
us. They're not milking snakes and, you know, dissecting snails at Pfizer headquarters.
I can show you publication after publication, researcher after researcher, that has said that these can be replicated in the lab. These are man-made replicas of the snake venom organoids. They create organoids, which are cells that then they set them loose, and they can they replicate, Stu, in within 24 hours into the billions. So when you're talking about putting it in municipal water supplies, obviously it's going to be quite diluted, but it depends on how many billions of parts per your water.
Who puts it in the water supply? Like, who would we say that guy put it in the municipal water supply?
Government agencies that have been taken over. We know that a lot of the regulatory safety oversight agencies.
So does Ted or Bob or Sally or Sandy, whoever it is that's actually going to your local water purification or treatment facility, do they know what's in these big, huge things that they're dumping into the water supply? Is like literally everybody evil, or are they just told, here, go put this in there?
You know, your guess is as good as mine. I think that money is a very intoxicating element.
Yeah, I just think that these people aren't paid enough to do that. I just don't think that it's possible that every single person is that evil, cynical, diabolical. I don't see that. I want to have more hope for humanity than that, that the person who's making, you know, $40,000 a year to run around to different water treatment facilities, or that works for the city of Minneapolis, for example, or works for, you know, the city of Orlando, they're not making enough money to shut up about poisoning literally hundreds of millions of people across the country.
If they're making just the 40,000, maybe they're given a 40,000 bonus on top of their 40,000 base to just shut up and just deliver this material into the water supply.
All right.
And you'll never be questioned. I'm just assuming. I mean, we're just at the tip of the iceberg with this.
Well, we have to report on what the findings are. So specifically, what was Dr. Brian Artis wrong about?
He was wrong about the fact that it was just two snake venoms that were part of what was causing internally.
Yeah, he had the Chinese crate snake and the African king cobra, but those are still in there?
They're still in there, but it's now
accompanied by 18 more. Unbelievable.
Absolutely. And again, it's not the animal material getting inside of you. This is replicated by a synthetic process that is at the nano level. It's not visible. It could be in many, many different things.
And in this computer-generated AI sequence that we refer to as SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19 or the fake respiratory virus, which it never was. And by the way, I just want to say, anybody who's still out there in the media, in politics, anybody who's still talking about a respiratory virus is either completely misinformed at minimum, or at worst, they are controlled opposition, they are liars, they are part of a plan to commit mass murder. So these are not respiratory viruses. They never went from person to person. This is not a vaccine. And anybody who hasn't looked at these vaccines or shown images or seen images from under a microscope has no real qualifications, I guess, to speak on any of this. Do you agree?
Well, they're either just not availing themselves of this information, Stu, and it is somewhat innocent, or they are part of it. Dr. Artis said that he's reached out to, I'm not going to name any names, but he's reached out to some very well-known frontline doctors that are friends of his, that are scientists, and they don't want to look at it. Still.
Yeah, they don't.
That's what he said.
I know, I've had that before. But inside of this AI genetic sequence that was done on a computer, the thing that's called COVID-19, the bioweapon that was chimerically engineered, made by man and intentionally released from a bioweapons lab in Wuhan, China, where the CIA was in close proximity, and this lab was overseen by the Pentagon. Lots of similarities between these labs and the, over two dozen of them found in Ukraine, where we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars to perpetuate this fake pseudo-war against Russia. That's not what this is. But anyhow, inside of this sequence, the so-called virus itself, I'm using heavy air quotes for the radio listening audience, they found venoms from a German hedgehog, from an African bat, from a Chinese bat, and from several snakes. These are peer-reviewed papers that are published in medical journals around the world. This is not a conspiracy theory. There is venom inside of this virus and inside of these injections, likely inside of remdesivir, and possibly in your water supplies. These can be aerosolized. Oh, I don't know if anybody remembers a specific New York City subway system attack. I mean, come on. You have to be able to go all the way, look at the whole truth, and really understand how much evil is out there. Open up your brains. Believe what your eyes are seeing. Believe what your eyes are reading. The data is right there from all of these heavily inoculated countries. I got about a minute left here. Final words, Dr. Jane.
Just the bottom line is, there could be some things in these shots, for example, that are seemingly innocent. They're precursors. In other words, they don't manifest until they get into a body system.
Yeah.
And then they replicate with the help of enzymes that already exist in the body. This is the big news of what he's bringing forward and what I think we're all going to be bringing together, very, very soon in the big picture.
And the reason why these things have to be frozen at amazingly low temperatures in cryo. It's unbelievable. Dr. Jane, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
You bet, Stu. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And there are peer-reviewed papers published on this nanotech inside of the COVID-19 shots. Dr. Anna Maria Mihalcha is part of an international collaborative research group, and she is in the green room. She'll be here in less than 60 seconds to talk to you about their findings inside of these vials. Can't turn away from it. First, I want to remind you about my great friends over at Goldco. They're helping to protect you from the great financial reset. The electronic banking system, inevitably, it's our belief, will be reset to zero, resetting everybody to zero as part of Agenda 2030, as part of the Great Reset, the NWO, the world government that will reign supreme over everybody who is subservient. And they will crush you in order to get that compliance from you. That means taking away your money. Everything that you've worked hard to earn and even harder to save is at risk right now. Hyperinflation, you already see that. Criminal tax hikes, you already see that. Forever war that we're funding our own demise. Protect yourself with gold and silver. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. When you mention Stu Peters, when you call Goldco, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Back with Dr. Anna Maria Mihalcha in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Welcome back. Dr. Anna Maria Mihalcha is part of an international collaborative research group investigating possible nanotechnology inside of the COVID-19 shots. We've shown you images and slides and videos of the self-assembling circuitry right here on this program. Dr. Mihalcha is also an internal medicine physician with 20 years of experience. She's the author of books like Light Medicine, A New Paradigm, and also writes over at Dr. Anna's Substack newsletter, where along with the COVID shots, she also discusses topics including vaccine injury reversal, long COVID, if you believe in that fake construct, and a whole lot more. Well, Dr. Mihalcha's group believe that they have found evidence of nanostructures within the COVID shots. They also say they found metal contamination and vials that contain little or none of this mRNA technology that supposedly makes these vaccines work. Well, we wanted to have Anna on to discuss her most recent research into that, and she joins us now. Dr. Mihalcha, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks so much, Stu.
So, nanotech in the shots.
Yes, so you've seen the recent amazing footage of Dr. David Mixon from Australia that clearly shows there's a self-assembly mechanism, as well as that the technology is being assembled and reassembled. It can be disassembled. So I think that what we are looking at is that we have the overarching idea that the elitists wanted to create artificial inorganic beings, consumers without consciousness, and destroy the soul and the spirit of humanity, and that they have the technological means to do so and actually create inorganic life. That would mean artificial intelligence life. So what we found in regards to also the patent that we're describing, that there's Q-dot, for example, there's hydrogel in these vials, and then the research of 2016 that show that there is metal nanocontaminants and many other things in there. So once we're looking at this and we see that there's self-assembling nanotechnology, we have to ask, well, what is this about? And clearly the idea of interfacing human beings with the Internet of Things by inserting nanorotters and nanotechnology and hydrogel is one way that this can be accomplished. And we need to take this very seriously because clearly what we're seeing needs to be explained. And then the next thing really is that a lot of people think about the shots as genetic engineering via mRNA. But if there's no mRNA, then how is the genome being engineered? And what people are not looking at is that the hydrogel contains carbon nanotubes. And these carbon nanotubes mimic microtubules in the brain. And microtubules actually contain the thermodynamic evolutionary information of humanity over the last you know, billions of years in regards to the evolution of the universe. So if you are meddling with this construct in the brain, which we know that the lipid nanoparticles from which these carbon nanotubes are coming out of are actually affecting the brain, we know that we're engineering people and they are meeting the goal of turning humanity into these unconscious technological inorganic life forms. This needs to be addressed in terms of these vaccine injury protocols, because there are ways to treat this. For example, one of the patents show that EDTA is the molecule that not only dissolves the hydrogel, which mimics neurons in artificial brains, but also can detoxify graphene and it can detoxify the metals. It's been shown that the delivery system of the lipid nanoparticles is actually augmented by these metals that we're finding, titanium, cesium, aluminum, and many others, and that it actually creates a switch that can be activated through either electromagnetic frequency or brainwave frequency to release the cargo. And the cargo can be toxins, can be if there is mRNA in it, or other things. Shimon Janowitz, my colleague, showed that actually the lipid nanoparticles are the transport vehicle for the self-assembly nanostructures. A lot of people are saying, oh, we are not seeing microchips. There's clearly actually research that shows that hydrogel can create protein microchips. And I think that we need to look at this from the perspective of this ideological war on humanity that wants to destroy the soul and the spirit of humans and create them into cyborgs.
You know, for our upcoming documentary, Died Suddenly, the official trailer was released, which has been seen well over 2.5 million times across all of the platforms in just a 3-day period. During the part of that, you know, that trailer, Steve Kirsch says people don't want to know what's in these shots. Look.
Most people don't want to know what's in the vaccines.
But yet when we open it almost 2 years into this, we find that it still says intentionally blank.
In fact, nobody wants to know what's in the vaccines because, look, if people understood what was in the vaccine, they'd go apeshit.
So do you agree? I mean, obviously, your International Collaborative Research Group wants to know what's in these shots. You're looking at them carefully. Why is there no peer-reviewed papers that have been submitted to medical journals or published on these findings? I mean, you're not the only one that's finding these self-assembling nanostructures in there.
So there actually are, and we have in, for example, the vaccine journals, we do have these findings that are published. I think that a lot of the established medical journals obviously don't want to know about this, but there's more and more data coming out on this. And I think that we need to address it. And the reason why people need to know is that if this died suddenly phenomenon is related to the hydrogel and that these clots that we're finding are actually artificial intelligent hydrogel that can grow from atomic size to centimeters and even longer and larger in minutes. And there is a possibility that we can dissolve this via EDTA chelation and other modalities. Then why wouldn't you want to save humanity and research this in every which way?
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine why not. Talk about this mRNA not being found in specific vials. What do you suppose that's all about?
So Sasha Latipova clearly also discussed that there's so much regulatory fraud and that the mRNA molecule is so fragile that these humongous batches of millions of vials that cannot even be produced in such a large scale. So we don't really know. We've been deceived. That's what we know. And now we have to find out what is the truth so that we can help the 5.3 billion people who were injected with this stuff. Clearly, there's toxic materials. These toxic metals have been found in all of the vials by many groups around the world. And our International Collaborative Research Group, we have people from Australia, Israel, everywhere, you know, Ecuador, and they're all finding the same thing. How can you dismiss this?
We're going to do some thermographic research on our own. We're going to have volunteers fly to a location to have thermography imaging done to locate whether or not these people have clots and then locate them if they do. Is thermography a reliable method to detect clots inside of people?
So I brought this very early to the attention because I worked with Philippe Reitz in Brazil. And I said, could this be a way to screen people? There was a preliminary study of 1,000 people that showed in abnormal findings, 47 of those had a DVT, deep vein thrombosis, an actual blood clot that was proven. The reason why I'm advocating for it is people are getting, for example, MRI scans. We know that these nanoparticles, they grow in electromagnetic frequency via Wi-Fi and magnetic fields. So if you put them in an MRI scanner, that's a problem. And it could really harm people. So I was advocating for safe screening modalities to look at this. And I think that potentially this infrared thermography is one way to establish whether or not it could be an additional screening tool with live blood analysis, which I also advocate and is easy to do. If we don't look for the problem, we can't find it. We have to find modalities to prevent sudden death.
And so what is specifically, I'd like you to talk a little bit more about the injury reversal. There doesn't seem to be any inventors or doctors in the lab trying to come up with a flip or an antidote to this mass murder that we're seeing here. What have you found to be successful? Sure, yes, yeah, of course. Mainstream, of course, it's not being talked about. What are you finding is successful?
So in terms of the research study, clearly show the EDTA chelation because of the metals, and now that we know regarding the hydrogel. So what we're doing now is looking at live blood analysis before and after IV. I'm a certified chelation practitioner. I'm going to be able to get some data about this. Then the next thing is humic and fulvic acid has been shown to dissolve graphene. Other things is, for example, enhancing the microbiome function because the microbiome is able to degradate the graphene, but it requires nitric oxide in adequate amounts. So these kinds of things are definitely helpful. We know that the myeloperoxidase system in our own immune system is able to degrade this graphene. And what is important is things like horseradish contain this myeloperoxidase. There's some research that may show that hypochlorite acid, which is a part of CDS, chlorine dioxide, may be helpful. But the fact is that what we need to do is look at the intervention, do a study, look at live blood analysis, see if it really clears the blood, because there's so multifactorial, there's so many components to it. We need to address all of them. And I'm not saying to not use the usual vax injury protocols out there with ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. I'm saying use this in addition to it to cover all bases and be very careful around 5G, any frequency, magnetic fields, because people could be affected by this and we need to warn people about it.
Yeah, the 5G towers have to come down. Starlink has to come down. Sorry, Elon. It's got to come down. It's not there for your convenience. It's there for a diabolical and cynical purpose. That's why we still have questions about Twitter. Is the person who is wanting to microchip everybody's brains, control their memories and their thoughts, really about free speech, or is Twitter just a data collection modus control, I guess, is what the question is. And I guess we'll find out sooner than later. For all of the hard work that you and your international collaborative research group are doing, Dr. Mihalcha, we are just so appreciative. You guys are saints for humanity. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course. Very early on, Christopher Key saw what was coming. You might remember, he stood before a school board and told every one of the members of that school board, I'm not only going to sue the board and the district, but I'm going to sue each one of you individually if you don't allow these masks to come off of these kids. Well, then as soon as the vaccine, the poisonous injection euthanasia clot shots came out, Christopher Key started the vaccine police. It was his calling to go and fight against these mandates and to try to save humanity. He's been all over the country speaking at events, getting arrested, doing whatever it takes, facing persecution to make sure that people stop this. He's been bringing it to the attention of the public, paying for billboards to be put up all over the country. He's doing it because you are making it possible by donating at vaccine-police.com. Please continue that. boots on the ground, energy. There is no force like Christopher Key. It's a force to be reckoned with, and that's because we are behind him. You are behind him. Stu Crew, please, if you have time, go to vaccine-police.com. If you have the means, when you go to vaccine-police.com, please donate $1, $10, $100, $1 million, whatever you have, it's for a great cause. Go to vaccine-police.com. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you. Donate when you can. Go to vaccine-police.com.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biological inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
We're walking away from the fake paradigm. The fake paradigm of fake vaccines and a fake representative government, fake elections, and we're treating ourselves as we should. Finally, getting back to that area. Real supplements that actually treat us, naturopathic doctors, etc. So the same applies to your finances. Don't do business with these heavily advertised big box firms and banks. You don't even know the financial advisor, where your investments are going, what you're investing in. They're controlled by Wall Street, manipulated by the Biden regime, who sold out to the CCP. No, do business with a like-minded person. We're talking about your finances here. Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management, a Jesus-believing Christian who loves this country. It costs you nothing. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by just booking your personal appointment with Carlos. Go to CortezWM.com right now, as soon as this show is over. CortezWM.com. Book your personal appointment. Hear him out. He can build a personal investment portfolio around your situation. That's what you need. And most importantly, you can sleep well at night knowing that his values align with yours. Got to do it. Out of time for today. Until this time tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless you. We'll see you then.